Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1340. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe. Though you've ever been to see Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe. Lerafua Shalem Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. And Lerafua Shalem Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to our Malacha of Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about shoes in general. With the shoe trees, which we spoke about a little bit, but he goes the Sefer Zohar V'Shamar goes a little bit more into the halachas of these shoes. In other words, the problem is over here. You have a shoe, which is leather, and sometimes it gets wet. Let's say sometimes somebody goes in the rain, they got caught in the rain, or so on, or something along those lines. Sometimes you have a new shoe, but the problem that we are dealing with over here is. The top part of the shoe obviously is leather, and sometimes the bottom, but the top part, and then it could get stretched and straightened and fixed and so on into various different ways and in various different situations. So we want to go through a few different cases. We'll see sometimes it's not allowed, sometimes it is allowed using these type of shoe trees, which people sometimes have to keep the shoes in place and sometimes to actually fix the shoe. Okay, so let's see what he says. Says the Sefer Zohar V'Shama. We read a little bit from the Sefer Lam Tes Belachas. We want to see a different angle of it from the Sefer Zohar V'Shama on page 360. Okay, so he starts off that inserting a shoe tree into dry, warped shoes. Okay, it's explained above that the stretch warped leather, right, and thereby straighten it out is an act of ma'abed, right? That was one of the things that they did with the hides. So obviously that is a problem, since it's essential for the further use of the leather, right? So the same thing would be by shoes. It's understood that this applies both to the first time stretching of new leather, as well as stretching and straightening out old leather that has contracted and has become warped due to the having become wet, somebody went out in the rain or the like. Since in both cases, the stretching and straightening out is a major improvement to the leather. So you know, if it's a new shoe, we could say possibly it's a little bit more towards the lines of maybe makah b'patish, but if it's already, it's an old shoe. But again, the same problem is it's the leather that we're working on over here. So it really doesn't matter too much whether it's new leather or old leather, but we're fixing up the leather. That's the problem when you're fixing up leather in certain ways. Straightening it out or whatever, you're running under the malacha of ma'abed. So he brings on like this. He says further, it often happens that when one's shoes become soaked and then dry out, the leather uppers, the top part, right, become severely warped, which is what happens with leather shoes. One has to be careful not to wear in the rain, but sometimes you get caught in the rain. What are you going to do on Shabbos? So on Shabbos, one should not put so he says like this. On Shabbos, one should be careful not to put a strong type of shoe tree. This is it's a little bit of a stronger type of a shoe tree. You have two different types. You have the regular simple type that just keeps the shoe in shape. And then you have the stronger type, which is, he explains, a wooden front piece and a powerful spring that exerts considerable pressure against the shoe. It's like you sort of like turn it, and it's a much stronger type of a thing, whereby it really fixes the shoe. And then you have the simple type of shoe tree that just keeps it in shape. Okay. So using this stronger type of shoe tree, putting this inside such shoes for a number of hours, for example, before wearing them to straighten them out, to straighten out the leather once again and to put it back into shape is a problem of ma'abed and probably min ha'tayra. So he explains why is that, because this type of, again, the stronger type of shoe tree that mamish fixes it when you put it in for a number of hours. It's more of a professional type of a thing. This is because the pressure exerted by such a shoe tree has a considerable effect on the leather uppers of the shoes and definitely straightened out, undoubtedly straightens it out and makes them more comfortable to wear. Okay. Now, however, the more common present-day type of shoe tree, the simple type of shoe tree, it just keeps it in place, basically, it doesn't fix anything, which has a plastic front piece, sometimes even metal, I guess, whatever the case is, but it's a much more simple type of a thing, and not a true spring. And it's not capable of straightening out leather, and it has already, it can't fix anything. It just keeps it, prevents it from becoming worse. The first type of shoe tree that we spoke about, it's more of a professional type of a thing whereby it mamish fixes the leather. It pushes it out and so on. The second type of shoe tree is a more simple type of shoe tree that many people have just to keep the shoe in place so that it doesn't get prevent it from getting worse, if you could call it. Okay, although it does improve the overall shape, he explains the Sefer Zachar V'Shama further, although it does improve the overall shape of the shoe, it does not have a proper effect on the leather uppers to straighten it out once it has dried and warped. It can't fix it, that's the bottom line. Accordingly, one may use a shoe tree on Shabbos on a dried, warped shoe, provided one intends to wear the shoe later that Shabbos, assuming that they want to wear it, right? To improve the state of the warped shoe is a, he wants to say, could be a problem. If it's, in other words, if it's a shoe that they're not going to wear on Shabbos, could be a problem of hachana, he wants to say, because of the fact, albeit whatever it is, that there is some little improvement. It's not enough of any improvement where we'll say it's a question of ma'abed, it just basically keeps it in shape, but he wants to say it could be a shtickle of hachana, another's preparation for the week. But definitely if somebody was, like if it's Friday night and they want to wear it on Shabbos, that is for sure no problem. Right, and the point being, I just want to explain the difference, is the point being over here with this simple type of shoe tree, although it does improve the overall shape of the shoe, like he explains, it does not, because of the fact that this case the shoe is already dry, we'll talk about if the shoe is still wet, but this case the shoe already dried up and that's it. So although it does improve the overall shape of the shoe, it does not have a proper effect on the leather uppers to straighten it out once it has dried, once it has dried and warped, because it warped. It can't really do much. It might do a little bit, but it can't really do much. So therefore, he says using this shoe tree would be fine as long as one intends to wear the shoes on Shabbos. It's not going to get worse, so there's no preventing over here. That's the issue, what we're talking about. We're going to see in the case whereby it's wet, sometimes you could even put in the regular shoe tree, the professional shoe tree, and I'm calling professional, it's not really the right word, but the more stronger type of shoe tree that keeps it in shape because of preventing, to prevent something is not hachana. Okay, and to prevent it from getting worse is also, could be, it's not ma'abid also, which we'll talk about how that works possibly, but we'll have to see that case upcoming shiurim. But right now, just to sum up, to somebody has the leather shoe and it's already dried up, it's finished, whatever the case is, it's not getting worse, that's the bottom line. So to put in the professional, the more strongest shoe tree to put it back into shape, that you can do, it's a question of ma'abid. And even could be maybe tikkun mana, whatever the case is, but we're not going to get into that part now, but at least ma'abed on the leather. But if somebody wants to use a simple shoe tree there, whereby there might be a little bit of an effect, but nothing really major once the shoe is already dried and warped, so one could do that, he brings down only for Shabbos, but one should not do that for after Shabbos, because even though somebody will say, well, I'm preventing the shoe from getting worse, it's not going to get worse. It's already dried up and the damage was already done. It just doesn't have enough of an effect whereby we'll say it's running into the Isser of Ma'abed. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about if one's shoes got wet upcoming shiurim, how to work with that, and possibly to, do something to prevent them from getting worse, because you don't want your shoes to get ruined. I got stuck in the rain on Friday night. What am I supposed to do? Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.